We've got three guys questionable. Sanders with an ankle, Domantapeko with his knee, and Gotz has had an illness. We have two guys out, Paxton Lynch and Ron Leary. Paxton with his ankle and Ron with his back. That's the report. Questions? Yes. Yes, he will. On whose injury? It's a back. It's a back, and you know those are tricky. I mean, he wants to go. He's been trying to go for 2 weeks. It's just slow getting better.
With Adam and the illness, is that the same thing that's been going around the last couple weeks?
Absolutely. He's the last guy in our D-line room to get it, so he should be fine on Sunday, you know, with fluids and washing his hands, right? It's what I said last week. It worked, right? Fluids, wash your hands, rest. I'll get him right. Dr. VJ. I'll get him right.
That's been ground zero of your flu movement, the D-line.
Yes, I mean, that's where it started with Shelby. Shelby Harris, he still got some of it, but, you know, it's a good group. They'll work through it. They'll play.
Team nominated Chris Harris for the Walter Payton.
Yeah.
A bunch of other guys nominated for community awards. Mm-hmm. What have you seen from them?
That's huge for our guys. I mean, we had 95% of our team, you know, take part in some form of an event. You know, even Monday night after flying back from Miami, you know, we had 12 guys go to the shelter. So it just speaks to our locker room. You know, we have good guys who care about the community, and they want to do more, you know. And they don't do it for the recognition. They do it because of the people in the city. So it's fun to see, you know.
How's Domantak coming along?
He's coming along. You know, I mean, if he can go, he will go for us. He's a little sore still. But, you know, me knowing Domantak, he wants to be out there. He'll be fine.
With the game on Thursday next week, did you or are you doing anything different this week to prepare for this?
Well, the coaches will, you know. They'll start on the Colts probably tonight and tomorrow. You know, and practice-wise next week, it's going to be obviously a Monday. We'll go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and travel Wednesday night. So maybe more walkthroughs next week, and it won't be, you know, fast physical practice.
In terms of the physicality of practice this week,
yeah.
Does the fact that you play Thursday night football affect how you treat that?
Absolutely, but, you know, we've got one more padded practice that we can use. You know, so we've been in helmets the last couple of weeks, but I get the concerns with the Thursday night games. You know, I mean, guys are, you know, playing hard on Sunday, and they've got 3 days rest to play a game on Thursday. But my opinion is a chance to win two games in 5 days. You know, that's what our team's focused on, you know. So we know we're going to be a little sore out there, but, you know, we'll get them back in here Monday and have a chance to recover and treat those guys and, you know, be smart in practice and play again on Thursday.
Yeah,
that's the league.
Run from your bye week to the Thursday.
Yeah.
Dave, did you encounter anything where you changed the schedule because of all that you didn't expect?
No, not really. You know, we moved a little bit of our work on Saturday to Friday. You know, just to get faster work on Friday. But other than that, no. You know, we built it where, you know, we had guys, you know, pretty fresh for the long haul. You know, we've had some injuries like most teams, but as far as how we practice, it's been good. You know, guys are fresh and guys are going fast.
With the three questionable guys, with that game on Thursday, do you think about that at all when you decide on how they're going to be for Sunday, or is focus purely?
No, it's focused on Sunday, you know, one game at a time. You know, we'll see after Sunday. But Sunday's, that's our next game. That's the most important game.
Coach inside again today?
Yeah.
You just like the field house? Or?
I like it. You know, Patrick said it costs $35 million to build, so why not use it? You know, our guys enjoy it, you know. They go fast inside, and it wasn't cold today. It's actually beautiful out today. So, you know, it's just practice, right?
Just practice.
That don't mean much, right? Yeah. That don't mean much practice. Yeah. Games what matters.
Right.
So who cares where we go?
You had some high school coaches out today.
Yeah.
Nice to be able to talk to some guys doing the same thing. You are just at a different level.
Absolutely. I mean, those guys all won state championships. It's hard to win on any level. To get players to do it right all the time and to get guys to play together, that's tough. So congrats to all those guys, all levels.
Yeah,
how much
did Emmanuel do today?
He did some. You know, he's a little sore still, but I mean, he's a warrior. I mean, he's going to go Sunday. You know, I have no worries about him. He's been sore for a month and a half, and he still plays.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thanks,